Pakistan police investigate a girl for blasphemy. Another typhoon strikes soggy Manila, and the Village of Peace finally meets the Prince of Peace. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari has ordered an investigation into the arrest of a disabled girl in his country. The case stems from an incident involving a young girl, 11 to 14, who reportedly has Down syndrome. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
she has been accused of burning pages from a Quran, and that led to a radical Muslim mob marching in her village, demanding her arrest, even some of them shouting to kill the kafirs or kill the infidels.
While the girl is in protective custody along with her family, Christians in her village are on their own.
All of the Christians in this particular village had left the village because they were frightened. There was an angry Muslim mob marching through the village, shouting things about what they wanted to do to Christians. There's some work going on now to try to make it safe for them to come back to their homes.
Next, Typhoon Tembin triggered deadly landslides and flash floods in the waterlogged Philippines capital yesterday. The high waters have brought the city to a standstill. AMG Philippines has 18 centers in Metro Manila, 11 of which have been affected. 5,500 families need help, though. The team says due to their earlier response, their relief coffers are empty. Can you help? Every opportunity to bring aid also brings a chance to share the hope of Christ. MissionNetworkNews.org will help point you the way. This is Mission Network News. There is no God. Randy Burtis says the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association faces this mindset in Albania. Imagine if you can.
5 decades of Albanians going to school every day and being told emphatically there is no God.
Believers are trying to change this outlook in Albania's capital city. They're planning an outreach event called Tirana Fest with Luis Palau September 22nd. To spark interest in Tirana Fest, believers have taken on several community projects. Over 60 doctors started a medical outreach.
They have just been offering their services. The churches have been sending in non-medical personnel from among their members to help out and just minister to the people.
Burtis says your prayers play a crucial role in the success of this outreach effort.
We'd just love for your listeners to pray for the believers in Albania because they have a very difficult task in front of them.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to support this outreach effort in Albania. Meanwhile, stigma and loneliness are attached to the survivors of leprosy. That's especially true in South India, where the Village of Peace exists. Many of its residents have been abandoned there to die, devoid of hope. That is, until a doctor got a hold of 10 audio Bibles. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundararajan says,
then the people who came to the clinic, the 60 or so people who get treated daily for leprosy, a lot of them decided that they want to follow this Jesus as well. So the demand for Scripture just began to grow.
They weren't the only ones whose lives changed. A group of kids in Chicago heard their story and decided to raise enough money for a couple more digital audio players for the village.
These kids raised money for about 30 Bibles. And it was incredible because not only did these kids raise the money for the Bibles, but there were young people in India who went along with our team to Shantigramam and were able to distribute 25 more Bibles to these people.
Many of the village residents were overwhelmed hearing God's word in their own language. At MissionNetworkNews.org, we can show you how you can help, too. And knowing they could become the next victim of the week, pastors continue to share the gospel in the slums of Nairobi, Kenya. Baptist Global Response helps support their efforts with a business called Sema Leatherworks. It provides jobs for pastors and has helped plant 7 churches in the poorest parts of Nairobi. On our website, we'll show you where you can buy products to support this ministry or send encouragement to a Nairobi pastor on our Facebook page. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He says missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free provocative look at missions. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.